you welcome first and let them appreciate your attendance this evening. We always say that, but we say it sincerely. And but we are talking just a moment ago. We had many folks absent this morning. Attendance was kind of down. We started talking about Bobby Hines was not here, Susan Burchett, and I'm not sure all the reasons. Bobby was ill. Diana Carroll, Martha Gorham, Noreen, Mary, Rick and Robin and Paula. I think the list goes on, but there are just a lot of folks that were away. So kind of look out for one another, let folks know we miss them when they're away. So, let's see. So just kind of get a bulletin. If there's news notes in there about one another, send cards and calls. So, remind you, I used the wrong term for Chris and Kaylee May's accident. I said non-fault. It was not their fault. Non-fault usually means both parties are not at fault, but they were not at fault. So, in case you wondered about that, Samantha's last week will be next week with us, returning home to Jamaica, if she will. So now that Jim's back home, I won't be doing the bulletin. So send all your requests and everything to Jim, that chairman.
The request was that Jim not do the bulletin, that Brian do the bulletin.
All right. I run short of material, so that's why I doubled, like I told Jim. I said, why do you see a lot of spaces and large prints in a cartoon? All right. Let's begin our evening with prayer, so bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, again and always, thank you, thank you, thank you for the day you've given to us, for the opportunity we have of assembly to give you worship and praise. We pray that we present ourselves before you in a manner prescribed by you, and we pray in all things you receive glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Vic, I didn't mention Odell either, so now we called his name. All right, let's begin with number 794. 794. And men, you sing with me. The men take the lead in this song, and the ladies provide the echo. If you look up at the top staff, you don't see any notes there until you see the word echo. So the ladies don't have any notes to sing until that word echo appears. So the men all sing first, "Unto Thee, O Lord," and then the ladies have the echo. Well, that's the way the song goes. The first and last stanza. Right.
Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Triumph over me.
number 822. 822. And I will say first and last on this one. I just changed my mind after the stanza of the last one.
Prerogative of the leader.
Yeah, the leader's prerogative. 822. My stubborn will at last have yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. And this the prayer my lips are bringing. Lord, let it be thy will be done. Sweet will of God, still hold.
No, we declare God's wisdom, mystery that has been hidden, and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things of God, the things that God has prepared for those who love Him, these are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Let's go to our Heavenly Father. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we are so very grateful that we have this time to assemble here to worship and to praise You. And Lord, it's also so very good to be able to be here and edify each other in lifting songs of praise up before You, Lord, to help strengthen and encourage us also. We would like to keep those in Texas, congregation that was attacked today. We pray for all of those families in a very small town, so everyone probably knows one of the victims. And so it's just our prayer that You'll continue to provide comfort and peace in any way that You can, Lord, for those individuals. And we just pray for all those people that want to cause harm, want to cause devastation. Lord, it is our prayer that we know that You can change their heart if they'll just turn and look to You. But at the same time, we know Your Word tells us there's evil in this world. And we understand that. Also, Your Word tells us evil will be destroyed. There will be no more. And so that's the hope that we have and will continue to hold on to, because we know that You will overcome all. Again, Lord, just continue to be with us, continue to guide us along our walk, and continue to help direct and guide our hearts and minds as we continue to worship You and to praise You. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 166. 166. First and last. 166.
All day long, O Jesus, I am singing. He's my song, the joy will ever be. All the while, He keeps my heart the ringing. For His love is everything to me. He's my King, and oh, I really love Him.
493.
The chimes of time ring out the news and another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have long forgotten strength your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for
yeah.
461. Mentioning to Dennis Everett this morning after Bible class, he was talking about putting his song numbers up, and I said, you know, I don't lead that many songs during the month, but sometimes I start getting the habit of singing the same song, or at least one or two of them, over and over again. And I think, well, I don't sing that many, maybe, you know, three on Wednesday night and one in Bible class Sunday morning, and then the singing, so really maybe, you know, 10 songs or so, or 20 a month. But Dennis sings 5 in the morning, 5 in the afternoon, 4 times a month, and 40 songs, so he's got to come up with, even though there's 1,000 songs in the book,
I said,
you've got to find all these songs to sing. So we appreciate the willingness to lead, that's for sure. So number 461.
Do not dismay, whatever betide, God will take care of you.
Certainly lead us in a closing prayer and